This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time for us to meet some talented musicians. Flax, you told me that these guys were rocking the Daisies and they had a packed out crowd. So we're going to find out all about the dudes from Pop Art Live. It's Ricardo and Martin who've come by to see us this morning. Hey, dudes, how are you?
Grab
a seat. Yes, yeah, sit down. Make yourselves comfortable. Flax, you saw them at Rocking the Daisies, huh? Let me just put him on quickly. Hang on.
So the first time I saw these guys perform was at Rocking the Daisies, and they packed out this like dome sort of place that they built there. These Oaks had the crowd going crazy. Legit insane.
Thank you.
Nice job. I mean, you know, Flax is probably drunk as hell, but
yeah. I mean, was I.
you guys were?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. How did you end up together? I mean, you're a very unlikely duo.
Yeah, we're probably the most unlikely of duos, to be very honest.
Right.
We went to school together.
And
Martin's about 3 years younger than myself. And I used to throw sort of parties and events under age illegal parties, selling alcohol to children. That was my vibe.
And then you should be arrested.
Yeah. And then
why is Sean Abrams going after the finance minister when he should come after you?
Yeah? So basically Martin was a DJ as well at the time. So I used to book him to come play at my parties, and then over time we finished school, he went to England and got into some like bands and that sort of thing, and then when he got back I just got hold of one of his vocals. I did my own little remix on it, and then he digged it and we just started making music together, and Pop Art was born.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So how did you end up doing the Daisies gig? Did they call you up and say, we need you guys there? And
this is our second Daisies. We played Daisies last year. We opened for...
Repeat offenders.
Thomas Jack. Which is pretty cool, because like usually they don't let people do that, you know, two years in a row. And I think that we just got really lucky. Or we're just really fucking good.
I think take the credit. You clearly seem to be the kind of guys who are doing different things.
Yeah.
So how do we categorize this music? I mean, what do we know about it?
The only thing that I could say is that it's the history of dance music. You know, we spend a lot of time in studio listening to as much dance music as we possibly can over all the ages, from the 70s to the present date. And specifically at the moment, we're looking at the 90s French house movement.
Jeez, you're really specific, huh?
We are very specific, and we're also non-specific, because when we play our shows, it's more like a punk show than it is like a
We try to keep it very edgy. And
what kind of stuff do you do on stage?
I mean, I've done all sorts of stuff. I played a show once where someone had brought a inflatable boat, and I threw it onto the audience and tried to jump into it.
Well, you did.
And tried to jump into it. And
what happened?
It ended with me having a lot of drinks on my face and on the floor. So
yeah, Martin's known for his antics on stage. We've pissed off a lot of sound guys. Put it this way.
I have.
We've been kicked off a couple stages just simply because we hang from lighting or decide that standing on the speakers is more fun than standing on a stage.
And apparently pouring champagne on a speaker
is not a good idea.
Apparently.
Oh, who would have guessed?
It was his birthday.
It was my birthday, yeah.
You sound like wild animals. I love it. Oh, this is cool. So how long have you been together, and how long has the band been going?
I think we've been playing together for three years.
3 years now.
Our first year was more of like a discovery.
Mm-hmm.
We've been like making music together for 4 years. Our third year was the discovery. And the 2 years ago is when we started gigging, and now this is our second year playing shows. So yeah.
And who's responsible for actually doing the composition, the composing, the putting together the tracks, the technical stuff?
Well, the technical.
Both of you.
Technical stuff, I would say, is me. I'm more interested in like.
You're a sound engineer, right?
Yeah, I studied sound engineering.
Right.
So I'm more interested in frequencies and that sort of thing. Whereas Martin's more creative. He prefers the songwriting side of things.
He prefers writing
the songs, and then we'll put everything together, and then I'll just at the end produce it.
Seems like a good combo. I mean, we were playing Mark Ronson and Pharrell earlier. Mm. No, it was Bruno Mars, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, it's almost that kind of a thing where you've got someone who's doing a certain role and the other guy compliments him.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that those clearly defined roles have really helped us, like just have a clear vision as well about what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
What kind of crowd do you pull? Mixed?
Very mixed. Actually, that's one.
I don't mean the obvious age or race thing. I'm talking about like what kind of people.
It's normally like drunk students. Like very drunk students.
That's
our crowd. That is our crowd. Yeah. But we've also played, I mean, like we played a wedding once last year.
Yes.
And we just found is that the people that listen to our music are generally crazy people.
Yeah.
Like they're insane. You know, when we played this wedding, we were like, oh my God, these people booked us for a wedding and they saw us play it like Truth like 2 years ago saying weird like that, and they were like, oh, we want these guys to play at our wedding. We get to the wedding, we're like, okay, yeah, we're gonna play this wedding, and everyone there is just mash up off their faces, and we're like, okay, this is the kind of person that puts us for their wedding.
There was a lot of drugs going on. Wow. A lot of money.
That's exciting.
And we were like, this is crazy. We
what
Clarence
a life.
And
how old are you guys?
Well, I'm 28
and I'm 25.
Yeah.
Damn, you got this is a great time to be in music.
Yeah, it really is.
It is. But
great age to be in it too.
I think it's our approach to it as well. You know, me and Martin have really decided to approach the music industry very differently. We don't like to conform. We have a rebel attitude towards the industry. We're not looking to release a radio single. And people are like, oh, when are you gonna release your album? It's like, we're not.
Yeah.
Are you gonna release a radio single? No. And that's made people almost want it a bit more. And that's what we've always like strived on, is just
very unconventional.
Yeah, just doing
what
we do.
But Martin, you're also a political science student, right?
I am. I finished my degree last year.
Yeah, this is something you could talk about. When it comes to politics, you probably get into a lot of arguments with people.
I do get into a lot of arguments with people, but I also find that our shows and our music isn't the space for it in that way.
No, it's separate stuff.
I'm saying there's
more to you than just the music.
Yeah, there's definitely more to me than just the music. You know, I work in marketing in my 9-to-5.
I should
be at work at the moment. Oh.
You have an office job?
I do have an office job. And then at the weekends, I fly to strange cities and do strange things with strange people.
Wild. I'm blown away by the dichotomies here. It sounds cool that you're in this office job. Are you able to be a little bit wacky and creative in your office? Job?
Yeah, well, I work as a copywriter, so I do write a lot of
ad agency
stuff. Ad agency, yeah. Okay.
Right. Ben used to do that once. Look at what he's turned out.
Ooh, all downhill like from here then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, soon.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, so what about you? Do you have a day job, Ricky?
I basically do what Martin does, but by myself. So Martin does like social media for businesses. That's the aim of their business. Whereas I do it for small businesses on a smaller scale. So I help small businesses with their social media. And then I'm just in studio recording, fixing up things, making sure that Pop Art runs also day to day.
You know, a lot of people think that it's fun and it's easy being in music. And of course, it's fun a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But it's not easy.
It's not easy at all.
You have to run this stupid day job. You'd love to do music full time, right?
Yeah, 100%.
You guys would love to dedicate yourselves to being able to perform every night.
100%.
Yeah.
You can't perform every night and go and do the day job. You'll be exhausted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can't compose music. You can't actually make tracks together if you don't have time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, because I have a day job, we're in studio basically every night. That's when we make music.
Almost from 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah, till 2, 3 in the morning. So
we were there last night.
Yeah,
last night we were there till like 2 in the morning, just writing more music. And I think that's the difference between the people that are just trying to do it because they say they like music and, oh, that's what I want to do, or people that are actually so passionate about it that they'll sacrifice whatever it takes to get to that point. And we want to get to that point, and that's why in the last 3 years we've been able to play festivals that some long-time DJs have never been able to play on the biggest stages, is because we've put in those hours. And people have genuinely told us, it's because you guys work hard, that's why we're booking you. Like, your show's amazing, you work hard.
Nice.
And that's like our thing, is like, we're not going to get it sitting just going home after our day job. Let's actually get in studio and let's work.
Yeah.
We were talking about this just yesterday, that a new survey has shown that being a musician is considered the 10 most stressful jobs in South Africa.
It really is.
I definitely agree with that.
It really, really is. I mean, like, trying to wake up in the morning after a 2 a.m. studio session is really difficult. Yeah. But you just have to do it, and then you have to get back into studio that night and do the same thing. I mean, like, the thing that motivates me...
You ever
have
time for sex with your fans? what else is the point?
Always time for sex, Gareth. Come on.
Good man. At least you're honest about it.
My girlfriend would kill me.
Oh, you've got a girlfriend. You're not in a relationship.
I'm really bad at relationships, I found, over the past year.
I'm asking Martin now because I can tell Ricky's in a boring relationship. So leave him out. So, Martin, what, you don't mind if fans make themselves available to you?
I actually do mind, you know, like this weekend I was playing a show in Pretoria and this girl takes my head, right, and she puts it next to her mouth and she goes, "Fuck me tonight."
Really?
Really, really.
And did you say sure?
I was just flabbergasted. I'm like, I have a job to do.
I don't understand that. Why does that flabbergast you when it does actually happen? Because I thought these are the kinds of things that you fantasize
Maybe
about.
Maybe I'm just getting into it. Who knows? You know, this never happened before.
Listen, I want to play. I want to play your song. Let people have an idea of what kind of stuff you do in case they haven't heard you at one of these performances, one of these festivals, or they haven't heard any of your tracks.
Cool.
So I'm going to play the song that you did with Kyle Watson, "Sink Deep." All right, this is the first time it's ever been played.
It's the first time it's ever been played on South African radio.
Awesome,
and it's coming out on a Swiss label
called Enormous Tunes.
Enormous Tunes.
That's it.
That sounds like a winner. Okay, let's take a listen, and then we'll carry on talking to the guys. Cool. If you want to talk to them, 0861-555-189. Very sexy. This is good. Very good. So, I mean, how much did Kyle Watson have to do with this song? Come on, be on a level with me, guys.
On a level?
Yeah.
We love Kyle. He's the best.
Nice.
So, like, basically how it worked with the song is that me and Ricky had written the song a long time ago, very long time ago.
Yeah.
And so it sounded basically exactly the same as it does now before Kyle had taken it.
Right.
And, he just added a bit more bass onto the bass line and made it sound like...
He gave it a touch, a Kyle touch.
The Watson touch.
All right, very good. And this is the Swiss label that you're talking about. This is what it's going to be released.
Yes.
Yes, like Enormous Tunes.
Very nice. Yeah. Now, gigs, are they lining up? Are you booked full for the holidays?
Yeah, we've got tons and tons of shows coming up. We're
great
in Cape Town for a Movember thing on Thursday. Yeah. And then we're in Mozambique on Saturday. Then we've got a few in between, but end of the month is a big gigs for us. We're playing at Park Acoustics
after Mango Groove, which is pretty cool,
on the main floor, which is like our first real big main floor gig after a major act like that.
They're back on the scene, huh?
They really are.
Who would have thought, like 10 years ago, even five years ago, if I'd said to you Mango Groove are going to make a comeback, you would have said to me, oh please, they're old and they're washed up and they has been.
But I think that people are really realizing that South Africa has a great music history.
Yeah.
And like when I was at Daisy's, I watched Hugh Masekela and it was such an amazing moment and everyone was enjoying themselves so much, you know. Mm. And like we need more of that, and I think that Mango Groove bring the same kind
of thing. People love that stuff. There's a little bit of nostalgia, but at the same time there's a lot of pride.
Exactly.
I like it. Definitely. All right, so you actually have a big Congolese family.
I do have a
How
big
many
Congolese
people?
Family. I actually couldn't tell you. My mother is one of 15 siblings.
Wow.
And my father is one of like 14, I think.
You could have 1,000 cousins.
I could legitimately have 1,000 cousins.
You actually could.
Yes. I have family literally in every part of the planet at the moment.
So why did you end up going to the UK to study?
My father got a job there, and after a year, he was like, I hate this place, I'm leaving. And then I was like, I pretty like this place, so I'm going to stay, and he let me stay.
All right.
So then I finished high school and college over there, and then I came to university.
You must have had a lot of freedom.
I did have a lot of freedom and a lot of piercings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the one in the nose.
Yeah, I got this one recently, actually, because I was, you know, rebelling against something.
Okay, so you got the one in the nose. Where else?
I've had a tongue piercing. I've had my lips pierced.
You weren't worried it was going to affect your singing?
No.
No.
No. If I was worried about my singing being affected, I probably wouldn't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, look, the singing is not something that Martin's that worried about.
I've also had my nipples pierced, and that was an interesting one.
Is it sore?
Nipples, yeah.
Nipples,
I mean, like,
sore.
The worst part about that piercing is that when I was getting it, she stopped halfway because she dropped something.
Oh,
and then
chills.
She just, you know, and then I'm standing there, like, shaking. She's like, stop moving. I'm like, what do you mean?
And then are you going to get more?
I don't know.
You like it? Because apparently it gets a bit addictive.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is my first piercing in, like, 4 years. I didn't get one when I was in university. So, yeah.
What did your dad think about that? Is he kind of a conservative dude?
My dad has not seen my nose piercing because he lives in a different country.
Oh, where is he now?
Saudi Arabia.
God, he really does move around.
Yeah, he
does. Nomadic.
He's a jittery man.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, and your family, Ricky, where are you guys from?
My mom and my dad's sides are both Italian.
Okay.
So, yeah, Italian heritage. Nice. I wouldn't say as big as Martin's.
Did I pronounce your surname right?
Amatucci, yes.
Amatucci, okay, very That's good. Correct. Well, listen, dudes, it's a pleasure to have you here. I love your music. I think that this is something to watch.
Yes.
Thank you.
I hope that we continue to see you succeed.
I think that we will always be succeeding.
Make shitloads of money, will you?
We will.
We'll try to make money.
and you know what, Martin? Be honest with the girls if they're just too unattractive for you at a festival. Just say to them, listen, normally I would, but you're just very ugly.
I will do that. And I'll tell them that Gareth told me to say
just
it.
I heard from someone that you've got to be straightforward about these things, you know? Just say, look, you're not for me.
I'll do exactly that, Gareth. Honestly, thank you for that advice.
You need to be slightly better quality.
I don't think any girl wants to hear that.
No. Do it anyway. See what happens.
Nothing to lose.
You're the stars. You're on the stage. They in that moment, you can get away with a lot.
Yeah, I guess so.
Very good. Listen, all the best, guys. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for popping by. So I know how hard it is for musicians, especially you said you were working last night, to wake up early and schlep through here. We were hoping to have you do something live, but we have to set up all of the equipment and stuff. Next time.
No problem.
Cool. We'll do it properly.
As long as there's a next time, Gareth.
No, there will be. Pleasure to have you here. Seriously. Very good.
This is CliffCentral.com.